Position Paper 3, Why the Second Amendment, Brad Frager. There is a strong effort to limit the Second Amendment to relatively safe firearms. Some want to limit the amendment entirely. So the questions are, why does the Constitution have the Second Amendment? And does the original intent still make sense? As a constitutional conservative, I'd state without hesitation that the Second Amendment is more important today than it has ever been. Others will disagree and point to the number of deaths caused by firearms, especially the mass school shootings, as a very good reason to eliminate the Second Amendment entirely. Why did the founders feel it was very important to include the Second Amendment, which deals entirely with the use of the people's right to keep and bear arms? It is interesting to note that the First Amendment covers the following issues: freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of the press, freedom of assembly, and the right to petition the government for redress of grievances. Yet the Second Amendment only covers the right to keep and bear arms. It's obvious that those who wrote and voted for the Second Amendment felt it was a critical part of the Bill of Rights. The United States was designed from the beginning to limit the power of a central government. It's obvious that the founders were well aware of the tendency of any government to devolve into a state where all the power existed within the central government. They wanted to protect the people from the danger of an all-powerful central government. It is also obvious they believed that the only way this was possible was to arm the public to ensure this right could not be infringed, limited, or undermined in any way. In other words, the Second Amendment was written to protect us from a government that would use any excuse to gain ultimate power and therefore to strip us of our constitutional rights. We have just seen how easily some Democrat governors grasped the pandemic excuse in order to create draconian rules and regulations. Never let a crisis go to waste. I have no doubt that if they were in complete control of the government of the United States, they would manufacture excuse after excuse in order to take our constitutional rights and freedoms away from us. Here are a few of the quotes from the founders who wrote and considered the great importance of the Second Amendment. Thomas Jefferson, "No free man shall ever be debarred the use of arms." Samuel Adams, "The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States, who are peaceful citizens, from keeping their own arms." George Washington, "The very atmosphere of firearms, anywhere and everywhere, restrains evil interference." Richard Henry Lee, "To preserve liberty, it is essential that the whole body of people always possess arms, and be taught alike, especially when young, how to use them." George Mason, "To disarm the people is the most effectual way to enslave them." It is obvious that the intent of the Second Amendment was to ensure the people's liberty and freedom, their God-given rights as clearly stated in the Bill of Rights. Those that believe the Second Amendment was written so individuals could protect themselves and their families are woefully ignorant, as our founders would have seen this right as commonplace. What was different, and what made the Second Amendment so critical, was that it was written to protect the people from a controlling central government. This was the first time that the people had been given the means needed to maintain control over those that governed the nation. Additionally, the idea that the people don't need firepower at the level of the military is also extremely misguided. In fact, at the time the Second Amendment was written, many people had firepower greater than the early military, and the founders expected that the public's firepower would always be a threat to those who desired to gain and maintain absolute control over the country. Progressive globalist politicians and their supporters are the domestic enemies of the people that our founders and other more recent leaders have warned us about. We are at that moment in time that the founders feared, the time when we could lose our republic, a republic if you can keep it, if we don't rise up and protect it now, It will be gone forever, and the United States of America will only be a footnote in history books. Remember, every politician and all our military are sworn to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. What is the penalty for breaking that pledge, for becoming a traitor? Just a short note on the issue of mass school shootings, an issue that is used 24/7 to promote the need for gun control. While every child is precious, it is interesting to note that the number of children, 5 to 18 years old, killed so far in this century in school mass shootings is 75. With 131,000 schools and 5.1 million students, the chances of any single child being in a school with a mass shooting is 0.001%. The chances of them being killed is 0.0001%. Does this justify more gun control? Remember, this right shall not be infringed. As a constitutional conservative, I will fight for the right of every responsible American citizen to keep and bear arms, and assure that this right will not be infringed. Thank you. This podcast is a Groundbreaking Productions production. Copyright 2021 Brad Frager. Written by Brad Frager and Barbara Foley. Produced and presented by Brad Frager.